Democratic Representative Marcus Riccielli has proposed a bill that would allow counties of a specific size to increase their county commissions from 3 to 5 if they haven't done so already. Riccielli points out that Spokane County, with 500,000 people, still has the same number of commissioners as when it was incorporated over 100 years ago. In his bill, Riccielli calls for a bipartisan group to draw up the new district boundaries and commissioners to be elected specifically from those districts. Riccielli points to a problem with the current setup because of the state's open meetings law that essentially forbids two commissioners from discussing county business together if they're not at a public meeting.
One, if a commissioner gets sick, they don't have a quorum, basically. Two, if two of the commissioners want to go and work on public policy and have coffee together, right now they can't. That would have to be a public meeting. That doesn't seem like how we can promote good governance.
But for current Spokane Commissioner Al French, the state's meeting law is not a problem.
We have so many meetings, quite honestly, during the week that there is plenty of time to talk about anything under the sun. And if we have to call a special meeting, it just means 24-hour notice. And again, we can meet and talk about anything.
For Riccielli, there's another issue that threatens the current way commissioners are elected in Spokane County, a recent Ninth Circuit court case.
There's also a court case going through federal courts that have said that the way we elect our county commissioners potentially might be unconstitutional because folks run here in Spokane County and in Washington State in districts first and then countywide in a general. So if you are, say, somebody who's voting in a county commission election, in a general election, you don't have a say who's coming out of that particular primary.
Meanwhile, Commissioner Al French is downplaying that court decision.
I mean, the Ninth District Court has been overturned more than any other court, so don't see this surviving. The other thing is that we have a state constitution that defines the way that elected county commissioners are elected in this state. It's embedded in our state constitution.
French believes the Supreme Court will overturn the Ninth Circuit Court ruling. And French also questions the cost of moving to 5 commissioners.
To go to 5 commissioners means you're going to add 2 more commissioners plus their executive staff plus the support. So you're talking about $500,000 of additional cost to the county. You know, if the state wants to impose on the county that we're going to go to 5 commissioners, let the state pay for the other 2.
Riccielli's bill was approved by the State Government Committee in the House and is now moved to the Rules Committee. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.